Thank you for joining us in a place where we all can connect with the wisdom of the heart and allow the outdated habits of thought and action to evolve. Welcome to Peace Overtures Radio with co-hosts David Vines and Sue Ann McGregor. Sue Ann McGregor. Welcome to Peace Overtures Radio. This week is part three of our Time for Happiness series called How to Discover Your True Bliss. We began this series with our first episode called How to Leverage Time and Happiness with the absolutely terrific alignment film About Time. Last week, we presented 5 ways to practice happiness featuring the fun movie Hector and the Search for Happiness. If you haven't listened to it, go listen to the show. It had us laughing. So this week we have another delightful film to discuss called Eat, Pray, Love. This movie was based on the hugely popular book of the same name that chronicled the memoirs of Elizabeth Gilbert and her trip around the world. The film adaptation featured the talented Julia Roberts as Elizabeth Gilbert and grossed over $205 million worldwide. Clearly, it was a very popular movie, and it's one that I really enjoy.
So let's get started on our journey of how to discover your true bliss. In the movie Eat, Pray, Love, Elizabeth Gilbert sets out on a journey after going through a recent divorce. Her journey takes her to Rome, India, and then to Bali. Along the way, Elizabeth meets people from many cultures, and all of them become her teachers on how to live a happy life. Throughout the film, we want you to look for the following 6 key messages that we included in this alignment session. So let's get started with the first one. See your life as a happiness-seeking journey. It's an inspiring story to watch Liz take off a whole year to travel and discover what she wants in her life. I think it's why so many resonate with her story. Just the thought of taking that much time to travel and wander the world really seems fascinating. It's a terrific dream. So if you're able to do that, we say go for it. However, don't use Liz's adventure as an excuse on why you can't embark on your own journey of discovery where you are right now. Otherwise, you'll see a journey like Liz's is not practical and miss the opportunity to find your own bliss.
Liz realized it was time to follow her dreams and sets out on this journey, despite her friends saying she just needs to get over herself and back to work. She doesn't let others' opinions of how she should live hold her back from discovering happiness on her terms. Or as she said, she really just wanted to learn about God. She just wanted to know how to connect with God.
So how do you start your journey now? Well, we suggest begin seeing everyone in your life as your happiness master teacher. So what do we mean by seeing everyone as your happiness master teacher? Notice throughout the film, everyone Liz meets, whether it's in New York, Rome, India, or Bali, provides lessons on what works and what doesn't work in terms of a happy life. Now, of course, this is everybody's perspective, but she can pick and choose just like a smorgasbord, which, you know, what seems right to her and what doesn't. Remember, there's no perfect formula for happiness, and as we've mentioned multiple times in prior shows, happiness is an inside job. However, each person in our life reflects a version of what works and what doesn't work for us. So pay attention in your daily connections for what you like in regards to happiness choices and what you don't. Everyone then becomes a happiness master teacher. Then choose the life you want and create it on your terms.
This leads to our next key point in this alignment movie session, and that's face your fear of change and let go. You've decided to focus on a life of discovery and learning from all your happiness master teachers. So as you begin to discern what works for you and what doesn't, you have to be willing to change, to let go of your fear of change and have the courage to take the next step, or baby step if that's all you can manage, in the direction of the life you've always desired. Often the first step to change is to relax and take the pressure off. When you're holding on tight to a set of beliefs and rules, nothing else can get in, so you have to release your hold. It always makes me think of this crazy movie where they had, it was a John Cleese, for any of you that are John Cleese fans, and the parrot was hanging upside down dead because he couldn't let hold of the bar. And that's what I think of. So we can even end up holding on so tight that we're dead hanging upside down. It's not a good idea.
That's funny.
So you see Liz do this in the first stage of her journey in Italy. Liz has been constantly controlling of herself where weight and goals are concerned. Liz lets herself eat whatever she wants and explores just being and relaxing, enjoying the sights, sounds and messages of the Italian culture and its people. It made me laugh when Liz said to her girlfriend, "I'm going to enjoy this food. And we'll go buy bigger jeans." Liz recognized that her first priority was to relax and let herself be. It was a great spot where you see her lying on the floor trying to do up the old jeans.
Yeah.
So if you'd like some relief with your relationship with food, your body, and how it affects your weight, check out our food body weight alignment session on our peaceofmindovertures.com webpage. Also, if fear of change stops you in your tracks, we have an alignment movie that will help you make a shift. Just look for Crossing Your Threshold of Change on our program page, or Google Crossing Your Threshold of Change and you'll get the blog we wrote. Once you've shifted your fear of change, it's time for the next key point on this discovery of happiness. And that is, open your mind and discover your bliss. We all have preconceived notions of what is the right way to live life. Sometimes we get hung up on what's practical, safe, or many times what our family would approve. These beliefs limit our possibilities. Ideally, you want a wide and blank canvas to work on the art that is your life. Unleash those limitations, open your mind, and you'll discover your true bliss. If this feels confusing, spend some time watching the children around you. They are focused on playing and experiencing. They are curious and open. Think back to your own childhood and allow yourself to do some of the things that brought you bliss then. It's a good way to create some space for new discovery as an adult.
That's a really great idea. Remember, happiness is our birthright, and our next key point is normally not a lesson we're taught growing up, and that is, remember that life is meant to be fun and abundant. Recently, I was listening to a news report about the happenings at the annual World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, however you say it, where leaders from business, politics, academia, and media gathered to discuss the global issues of the day. The World Economic Forum is an international institution committed to improving the state of the world through public-private cooperation. Well, there's one very reported executive that got on the stage, and he suggested that Americans' expectations were far too high and needed to be adjusted so we have less things and a smaller, better existence. Now, I mention this because perhaps it's a true indication of how we really feel in our culture, that maybe life is supposed to be hard with limitations, and it's just our expectations that are out of balance. But perhaps we're not dreaming enough. Maybe it's our expectations that aren't allowed to consider that life is supposed to be fun and abundant. Now, of course, the Italians don't see it that way. And so there's a really fun scene in the movie where Liz is in the barbershop and her Italian friends provide some happiness master teachings for her about how Italians know that life is supposed to be enjoyed. As Luca Spaghetti tells Liz, Americans know entertainment, but they don't know pleasure. So let's listen to the clip from the film.
I feel so guilty. I've been in Rome for 3 weeks, and all I've done is learn a few Italian words and eat.
You feel guilty because you are American. You don't know how to enjoy yourself.
I beg your pardon?
It's true. Americans know entertainment, but don't know pleasure.
This is Luca Spaghetti, by the way. You know?
Your name is Luca Spaghetti?
Davvero? La mia famiglia si chiama così. We invented it. I'm serious. Listen to me. You want to know your problem? Americans. You work too hard. You get burned out. Then you come home and spend the whole weekend in your pajamas in front of the TV.
That's not far off, actually.
But you don't know pleasure. You have to be told you've earned it. You see a commercial that says, it's Miller time. And you say, that's right. Now I'm good to buy a six-pack and drink the whole thing. And wake up the next morning, you feel terrible. But an Italian doesn't need to be told. He walks by a sign that says, you deserve a break today. And he says, yeah, I know. That's why I'm planning on taking a break at noon to go over to your house and sleep with your wife.
We call it dolce far niente. It means the sweetness of doing nothing. We are masters of it.
Dolce.
Dolce far niente.
Dolce far niente.
Dolce far niente.
Life is indeed supposed to be enjoyed. It's supposed to be fun. We could all learn how to enjoy the sweetness of doing nothing. But as Liz mentioned, she feels guilty about doing nothing. Guilt is a major wet blanket on any journey to discover happiness.
So this leads us to our next key point, which is to forgive yourself and let go of your erroneous beliefs. Throughout the film, we see Liz struggle with the choices she's made in her relationships. We learn about others' disappointments and struggles with self-forgiveness. The guilt we carry can be a very heavy weight, and it's time to let down this burden. Watching this movie will release some of that heaviness you feel about your past decisions and any self-limiting beliefs you may have about yourself. Our final key point is a theme you continue to hear in many of our past shows, and it's a key message in this alignment film. It's a good point we all need to remember, and that's embrace the joy of heart connections along your journey. Liz meets so many lovely people on her year-long journey, and it's these connections she makes that ultimately open her heart to love and happiness again. Remember that at the end of life, you won't be thinking about bills or not having enough money. You won't be worried about all the daily challenges we all face from time to time. You'll most likely be thinking about the heart connections you enjoyed in your life. I get to see this all the time working with hospice patients, that really all they really care about is having their family close and hearing from the people that they love. So why wait until the end of your life? Start now to embrace the joy of your heart connections. Really savor them and love them with your words, your actions, and how you think about those in your life that you're connected with. It's a joy to watch Liz explore the new connections she is making, to watch her let go of all her preconceived ideas of how people should be and be present in the moment. One scene that touched me was when she told the bride that she was dedicating her meditation practice to her marriage, to the bride's marriage. That was a gift that touched the young bride's heart. And another time that really touched me was when you saw Kutut, when he said to her it was okay for her to be out of balance in life, because that was part of the balance of life.
Her let go too.
Yes, it really did. It let her let go. It was okay to be out of balance, because that's part of the balance.
So at the end of the film, Elizabeth Gilbert sums up her experience by teaching us what she learned, and she says, "In the end, I've come to believe in something I call the physics of the quest. A force in nature governed by laws as real as the laws of gravity. The rule of quest physics goes something like this. If you're brave enough to leave behind everything familiar and comforting, which can be anything from your house to bitter old resentments and set out on a truth-seeking journey, either externally or internally, and if you're truly willing to regard everything that happens to you on the journey as a clue, and if you accept everyone you meet along the way as a teacher, and if you're prepared, most of all, to face and forgive some very difficult realities about yourself, then the truth will not be withheld from you. That's a really, really great way to end the film. So, you know, in our past shows, we always give you a top few energetic benefits that we included in this alignment session. And in this movie, we have 9 of them that sum up what benefits you'll get when you do this movie. And the first one is a willingness to see your life as a happiness-seeking journey. 2, the support to let go of your past guilt and erroneous beliefs you still cling to. 3, we de-energize any fear that holds you back from seeking a life filled with happiness. 4, the recognition that your happiness will inspire others to do the same. 5, to live a life filled with expectancy of happiness and abundance. 6, the ability to make your own personal happiness a daily life priority. 7, a letting go of the belief that you can't be truly happy until you get enough money. 8, the ability to hear the happiness that's calling you now and the courage to follow your bliss. And finally, a letting go that life has to be conventional and the permission to embark on an unconventional journey of happiness that's perfectly awaiting for you. So the steps to energetically benefit from this session, if you haven't done our intention session, it's right here on our program page, or you can go to any one of our websites, peaceofmindovertures.com, tamingyourdragons.com, or itsjustcommerce.com. And so once you go through that intention session, think of it as downloading an app on your smartphone. It allows you to run the software, so this is similar. And then any movie that you hear us talk about, you will benefit when you go to watch the films. So go out and rent this Eat, Pray, Love, and watch in its entirety. And I know many of you probably already seen it before, but to get the benefits, you have to go back and see it again. Now, we found it at our local library, so why not check there first? Now, I've watched Eat, Pray, Love probably about 4 times, maybe even more than that now that I think about it. And each time I find myself wondering why I don't connect with the film.
And, you know, I think that might be because it's how women would do it and not necessarily a journey men would relate to.
Yes. I remember when her book came out, my wife, Laura, kept saying, you've got to read this book. It's really wonderful. And every time I would flip through a few pages, I just...
Didn't connect.
Didn't connect. So, you know, if you're a guy like me that feels the same way about this movie and you still want to benefit from the happiness discovery, well, we have a movie perfect for guys. And when Sue Ann and I were talking about this, we started laughing, and I said, oh, it's Wild Hogs. And she said, yeah, that would be how guys would do the version. Now, I don't know if you've seen this film, but it stars Tim Allen, John Travolta, Martin Lawrence, Ray Liotta, and William H. Macy. And, you know, the alignment session that we talked about today, the patterns are very similar, but it's the guy version.
And it'll make you laugh as well. But you know, if you really want to have some fun, why not have a movie night with your friends or your loved ones and watch both?
Yeah,
and you can see the male version and the female version.
Compare and contrast. And so I, you know, when I mention to people about Wild Hogs, a lot of them don't know what this film is. Well, they're upper class, middle-aged men who own Harleys, and they like to think that they're really tough, and so they go on this journey to the West Coast and on their bikes, and they're a bunch of knuckleheads on the road.
So we're not going to say any more. Just go rent it.
It's hilarious. It's a good time. It's zany. And yeah, you're right. That would be a lot of fun to compare and contrast
the two
different versions. So if you enjoyed this show today and would like more movies to assist your emotional experience, consider buying our book, Taming Your Dragons. And when you use the code FMGRADIO, and that's all in caps, you'll get 25% off Taming Your Dragons or our other book, It's Just Commerce. Now, both these books are available only at our bookstore, pomomarket.com. And you can get there from our website, peaceofmindovertures.com, or for either book website. And so remember, that's FMG Radio coupon code in all caps, and you'll get 25% off. And if you buy both books, the shipping's on us. Now let's take a short break, and when we return, Sue Ann will take us through this week's alignment process session. Don't go away. Has your relationship with food, your body, and your weight been an emotional issue for most of your life? Are you ready to change the way you feel about you, the food you eat, and how it affects you? We created the Food, Body, Weight, Keeping Things in Proportion Alignment Session to help you discover a whole new relationship with this huge human pattern. It's now available for only $25. This powerful alignment session has been designed to shift the intensity about your beliefs and begin to heal these patterns so that what you eat will have less impact on how it affects your body, your self-image, and how you feel about yourself. If you're ready to make a powerful shift to more balance with your food and your body, then this alignment session is for you. It's now available on fmgradio.com/peaceovertures for only $25. Buy your food, body, weight alignment session today right here on fmgradio.com for only $25 and discover a whole new relationship with food. Get yours today and discover more balance and peace of mind. Are you ready to make a profound shift to prosperity and love? We're pleased to announce that Suann and I will be presenting Thrive Santa Fe Align with Prosperity and Love Seminar at Unity Santa Fe March 13 through 15 to discuss the alignment process.
We've created three insightful classes to help you align with prosperity and love. Each class is 2.5 hours long. On Friday night, March 13th, our workshop is called Finding Flow in the Moment. Then on March 14th, Saturday, Egoic Obstacles to Abundance. And then we're going to wrap up the weekend on Sunday the 15th with How to Attract Love.
Thrive Santa Fe is a powerful weekend that will help you align with prosperity and love with grace and ease. Each workshop will include an alignment movie and a unique alignment session for all participants. For tickets and more information, go to ThriveSantaFe.com. If you're ready to step into prosperity and attract the love you've always desired, then go to ThriveSantaFe.com and join us the weekend of March 13th in beautiful Santa Fe, New Mexico. Welcome back. Suann, what's our alignment session today?
Well, I figured that we might need a little help with taking the pressure off. When we have a goal, we often put more and more energy into controlling everything around us in an effort to ensure that we're moving forward. We feel we have to be doing to see results. This is the approach many use towards their life and relationships, and I'm definitely can be included in that category from time to time. So what I'm suggesting is it's time to put some space back into your life and allow yourself to relax and just be. Let go of time pressure, of expectations, and any routines. A great way to do this is to take a vacation. A change of scenery opens the door for new perceptions and directions. A vacation doesn't need to take a lot of time or money. What it means is to get away from the mundane concerns and demands of your everyday life. Even one day of turning all electronics off and enjoying watching movies or walking in nature or just sleeping is a vacation. Taking the pressure off is an investment in yourself and your future. We all need to rest to operate at our best. For me, I watch nature to remind myself of this. Nature actually has four distinct seasons of equal value: winter, spring, summer, and fall. What I'm inclined to forget is the need for winter. Well, winter is that time when we relax and restore, which remember is equally as important as the driving energy of spring. The gift of taking the pressure off is that your mood and your energy levels are renewed. Creative ideas will occur to you, and your positive demeanor will attract new people and opportunities into your life. Remember when you come back from a vacation, you feel that sense of excitement? Or even after a really good weekend. When you take the pressure off, unknown parts of you awaken and new ideas germinate and break ground. You're providing a fertile ground for your dreams to come true. You're allowing the tree that is you to grow. So now what we're going to do is we're going to align with some intentions that can allow us in our day-to-day life to take the pressure off. So I want you to say these statements with me, these intentions, and then we'll align with them together. I take the pressure off. I relax and let myself be. I give myself space. I follow nature's lead and incorporate all the seasons. I recognize my need for a vacation and plan it. I give myself regular breaks. And finally, I welcome unknown parts of myself. So what we're going to do right now is a modality to get us aligned with these intentions so we can just watch them show up in our day-to-day life. What do I mean by aligning with the intentions? What I mean is that we have to get on the same frequency as those intentions. The easiest way to think about this is to think about when you want to listen to a particular radio station. You actually have to tune to the frequency of that radio station, or you can't hear anything on that station. Well, we work just the same way. So when we align with these intentions, they can show up in our life, and that's what we want. And so the modality we're going to do right now is one called palming. What palming is it's a way to relax the eyes, because when we give our eyes complete darkness, that's when the optic nerve relaxes. Palming's been used actually for numerous physical eye conditions, including near blindness. And when you add positive words into it, it appears to stimulate the thymus gland and boost the immune system. Palming is actually best done outdoors, but it has great effects indoors as well. So the first thing you need to do is you're going to take off, if you're wearing glasses, just take them off for a few minutes, okay? Then what I want you to do, now if you're wearing contact lens, don't worry about it. I'm not asking you to take those out at the moment. But if you can remember this modality, it's a great one to do first thing in the morning. Go out and do it in the morning sun. So what I want you to do is start rubbing your hands together and really generate some heat in your hands. And then I want you to take your right palm and place it over your right eye, with your right fingers resting diagonally across your forehead, so light no longer enters. Then I want you to take your left palm over your left eye, with your left fingers resting diagonally across your forehead on top of the right fingers. Now just close your eyes and let them relax deeply into the velvety darkness. Really allow them to relax. And now what I want you to say to yourself is, yes. Yes, I take the pressure off. Yes, I give myself breaks. Yes, I can take a vacation. Yes, I recognize when I need a break. Now just keep your eyes closed and just gently lift your hands off one after the other and gently open your eyes. Do it slowly. And just let in this incredible brightness and the beauty of life that's surrounding you. So I hope you have a delightful week where you allow yourself to take the pressure off.
That was really terrific, Sue Ann. Thank you. You know, I'm glad you brought the part up about vacation. It's early in the year now, and you know, it's not uncommon for people to leave vacation on the table each year. And it's a growing pattern that's happening. So it's early in the year. Plan for your vacation now and plan to take all of it. So, well, that wraps up another show. We hope you're enjoying our series on happiness and that you'll tune in next week when we'll be discussing how to take inspired action and say yes to a whole new life filled with happiness. Thank you for collaborating with us today and creating more peace in the world. Please join us next week as we align with new beliefs and emotional patterns through movies. Be sure to visit fmgradio.com/peaceovertures for replays and ways to connect with us. Wishing you a week filled with joy and increasing peace of mind.